Chapter 3, The Impact of Being Mentally Paralyzed. Being mentally paralyzed can deeply affect your life by keeping you stuck in a cycle of overthinking, fear, inaction, and anxiety. It can hold you back from making decisions, taking opportunities, or even completely ruining everyday tasks by your inability to move forward. And here's how it impacts different areas of your life. Let's take emotional and mental impact, which being mentally paralyzed can cause chronic stress and anxiety. You know, this constant indecision of fear can really drain you mentally, drain you of your physical energy. It can also cause low self-esteem. And knowing what you should do but feeling unable to act can cause extreme guilt and frustration, which can lead to another impact of depression and hopelessness. And you see this a lot with people with long-term mental paralysis. It makes people feel overwhelmingly meaningless. And lastly, you start to shut down as a bit of a coping mechanism, and that can lead to emotional numbness. And there is, yes, a practical and social impact. The first one would be, you know, again, missed opportunities. Fear of failure or making the wrong choice definitely leads to inaction, which can affect your career, your relationship, and your personal growth. The next one would be decline in productivity. And studies have shown that not just work, but even daily tasks become difficult to complete, which causes an avoidance and indecisiveness, which can create tension with friends, family, or partners. So it causes strained relationships in your life. All of this can lead to the impact of health issues. The stress, anxiety, and anxiety from being mentally stuck can lead to fatigue, headaches, and even physical illness, which rolls into a financial struggle. And it can be a financial struggle because of your inability to make decisions or take action, which affects your job performance. So how do you break free from this mental paralysis? I'm gonna go back again. You start with small actions, you know, these small, meaningful steps to help yourself build momentum. You can journal, write down what you're feeling, why you're feeling that way, and is it justified? You also have to have a little bit of self-compassion and give yourself grace without overjudging yourself. And again, I'll talk about it. Seek support. Talk to someone, whether it's a friend, a coach, a mentor, a therapist, and this can really make a huge difference. So let me ask you a question. And yes, please take the time to write it down, not just answer it in your head. Have you ever felt this kind of paralysis? Second part of that question is, what helped you break out of it? If you don't have an answer to what you break out of it, start a list of things that you can do to help break out of it. And as you read further, you will get more answers to that. Chapter 4, Identifying Signs of Mental Paralysis. So identifying mental paralysis involves recognizing patterns of overwhelm, of indecision, of inaction, things that interfere with your daily life. And let me give you some key signs. Here are some emotional signs? Do you have overwhelmingly strong anxiety? Just feeling trapped, feeling of fear and unable to move forward? That would be one sign. Knowing you need to act but feeling stuck? Do you feel frustration and guilt? That would be a second sign. How about the third, emotional numbness? Do you feel this disconnect from society, from your world, from people? This is a sign that your brain is shutting down. And the loss of confidence. Are you doubting yourself, doubting your ability to make the right decisions, the right choices? I'm going to ask you a question. What emotional signs are you experiencing? And please take a couple minutes to write them down. And maybe you're experiencing other signs, because this isn't a full list of every sign that a person experiences. So take that time. Let's talk about thought patterns. This is another important area where you could identify signs of mental paralysis. Number one, are you overthinking everything? Are you analyzing situations endlessly without making a decision? We'll go back to the old standard, fear and failure. Are you worrying so much about messing up that you don't take action, that you do nothing? Perfectionism. A third one, are you waiting for the perfect moment or solution before taking action? And let me tell you this, there is no perfect time. It is not about perfection, it's about progress. And lastly, self-sabotage. Are you finding excuses, distractions, ways to avoid tasks or decisions? Let me ask you a good question. Are you experiencing any of these thought patterns? Please take the time to write them down. Let's talk about behavioral signs of this mental paralysis. Avoidance is one. Putting off those decisions or tasks because of a fear to make mistakes. Are you procrastinating? Are you constantly delaying things, even if they're urgent? Are you feeling frozen, not knowing where to start, so you do nothing? And how about burnout and shutdown? Are you feeling mentally exhausted or unable to focus? Question, are you experiencing any of these behavioral signs? Take the time to write them down. And then the physical signs. Fatigue. Are you just mentally and emotionally exhausted, which leads to low energy? How about tension and restlessness? That form of feeling trapped in your body, unable to relax. And it could also lead to physical signs of headaches, being physically ill, and even definitely leading to sleep issues. Again, are you experiencing any of these physical signs? Take a minute to write them down. Don't rush through this exercise. Chapter 5, How Satan Creates Mental Paralysis. Man, if you were the devil, how would you stop someone from being successful? It's really important. If I were to hypothetically adopt a perspective of a malevolent force aiming to prevent someone from achieving success, achieving love, achieving prosperity, the most effective strategy would not be through overt destruction, but rather through subtle, insidious tactics that undermine confidence, that undermine clarity, that undermine the momentum and paralyze their mindset. This is the way, one of the ways the devil does it is he plants seeds of doubt. He starts to whisper in your ear things like, you're not good enough. Why even try? You'll just fail anyways. And someone else is already doing it better than you. He would amplify every mistake, every tiny error, and make it seem like it's a catastrophe or failure. And then he would remind you of every past failure at every moment you consider taking a risk. And why does this work? Self-doubt is one of the most effective barriers to action. When someone stops believing in themselves, they stop trying. Number two, foster fear of failure and rejection. He would make you overthink every decision until you become mentally paralyzed by what ifs. He'd make you believe that failure isn't just a lesson, but a permanent stain on your character. And trust me, it's not. And then he'd convince you that other people's opinions are more important than your own self-worth. And why does this work? Fear freezes action. Success often requires risk, and fear prevents people from taking the necessary steps to move forward. The third thing he would do is he would create endless distractions. He'd ensure you spent hours scrolling social media, comparing yourself to others, complaining. He would fill your time with meaningless tasks that feel productive but lead nowhere. And that is the difference between being busy and being productive. And then he would make things like Netflix video games and create mindless entertainment that make you feel far more happy than you are, that make it feel far more appealing than your long-term goals. And why does this work? Distractions steal time and focus, consistency and discipline, which are the keys to success, are taken away. And these distractions are their kryptonite. He would encourage perfectionism. Some people need to be perfect with everything they do. And the devil would make you think if you can't do it perfectly, then you shouldn't do it at all. He convinced you to spend weeks publishing something insignificant instead of completing meaningful tasks. And then he would make you terrified of criticism and imperfection. And why does this work? Perfectionism is a trap. It keeps people stuck in an endless loop of preparation without execution. After that, the devil would do is isolate you from the people that support you and love you. He convinced you that no one in your life understands you. He would make you feel that asking for help was a sign of weakness. He would encourage conflict in your relationships. He would help you push others away. And why does this work? Isolation breeds hopelessness. Let me tell you, with 100% certainty, support systems are vital for success. And cutting them off leaves people vulnerable to self-sabotage and other things. The next thing the devil would do is create a way for you to constantly procrastinate. You would start to hear it in your ear. I'll do it tomorrow, no rush. You have plenty of time. He would make you focus on unimportant, easier tasks instead of tackling the big goals. He would make you think that I'm waiting for the perfect moment. That's when I'll start. That's when I'll finish. That's when I'll take it on. And why does this work? Tomorrow often becomes never. Momentum comes from starting and delaying. And delaying action kills progress. The next thing that Satan would do to create mental paralysis is make you afraid of change. He would do this by reminding you how comfortable you are, where you are. There's no need to do anything else. I'm comfortable here. He'd exaggerate the risks of stepping out of your comfort zone. And he'd highlight every tiny inconvenience that comes with growth. He would make you think that the discomfort is pain. And that pain will grow if you continue in that direction. And why does this work? Change is uncomfortable. And the fear of the unknown often outweighs the excitement of possibility. Number eight, he would overwhelm you with comparison. He'd fool your mind like, look at how successful they are compared to me. He'd push them to measure and measure and measure yourself against others. He would keep moving that finish line back forward. He would make it you believe that everyone else has it easier. He would make you believe that everybody else has it better or has more opportunity. Why does this work? Comparison steals joy and motivation. It shifts focus from personal progress to external validation. The next thing he would do would be he would drain your energy and drain your motivation. He will do this by filling your schedule with busy work so that you burn out. Keep you up late worrying. Keep you up late depriving you from sleep. He would magnify your failures while minimizing your successes and even make you forget about all the successes you've had in the past. And why does this work? Low energy leads to poor decision making, leads to lack of creativity, and it decreases your resilience. The last thing he would do would convince you to give up right before your success. He'd make the final stretch feel impossible. He'd tell you you're overworked, you're in too much pain, you've had it hard enough, just stop now. And he'd ensure that you never see how close you are to that goal, to that finish line. Why does this work? Many people just quit before they break through. Perseverance and grit is often the final key to success. What's the antidote to this? Awareness and action. Fortunately, all these tactics lose power the moment they are recognized. Success thrives on 1, self-awareness. Recognize these patterns when they arise. 2, discipline. Take consistent action despite fear and discomfort. 3, support. Leaning on others for encouragement, support, and guidance is critical. And 4, grit and resilience. This gives you the ability to get back up after every setback. If you find yourself stuck, if you find yourself being overwhelmed or in doubt of your path, know this. The devil thrives on inaction and fear. Every step you take, every risk you embrace, and every moment you persist weakens those strategies and brings you closer to your success.